And besides the Arabs, only a few Muslims know Arabic as a language. That means more than 80% of the Muslim world do not understand Arabic as a language. The moment a child is born, he does not know any language. He learns the language of the mother, that's the mother tongue, so that he can converse with the family members. He learns the language of the locality so that he can communicate with the people living around him. He learns the language in which he's educated. Every human being at least knows 2 or 3 languages. Some of them know 4 or 5, while the others, they are linguists. I do know that for a person to learn a language, it's much more easier during childhood. But age is never a barrier from doing any good work. And I cannot resist but give you the example of Dr. Maurice Bucaille. Dr. Maurice Bucaille is a French scientist and surgeon who was given the French Academy Award of Medicine. And he was selected to do research on the mummy of Manapta, the body of the pharaoh which is mentioned in the Bible. And Dr. Maurice Bucaille, being a Christian, he was conversant with the story of the pharaoh given in the Bible, and that pharaoh drowns in pursuit of Moses, peace be upon him. During one of the visits of Dr. Maurice Bucaille to Saudi Arabia, he was told that the Holy Quran mentions in Surah Yunus, chapter number 10, verse number 92, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we shall save the body of the pharaoh. We shall preserve the body of the pharaoh as a sign for posterity, as a sign for humankind. Dr. Maurice Bucaille was surprised that how can this book, the Holy Quran, mention this fact 1400 years ago, which we discovered recently. This inspired Dr. Maurice Bucaille to read the translation of the Holy Quran. He was so impressed that he, though being a Christian, at the age of 50, he learned Arabic as a language to understand the Quran better, to understand the Quran directly. And after his research, he wrote a book, The Bible, Quran and Science, which says that all the scientific phenomena mentioned in the Holy Quran, they are in perfect conformity with the latest researches of modern science. Whereas most of the same scientific phenomena mentioned in the Bible is absolutely unacceptable by the scientists. The main point to be noted here is that Dr. Maurice Bucaille, though being a non-Muslim, he learned Arabic at the age of 50 so that he could understand the Holy Quran. I do not expect each and every adult Muslim to be as enthusiastic, to be as interested as Dr. Maurice Bucaille and learn Arabic at an elderly age, but surely every Muslim can make an effort. And inshallah, most of us will be successful. But even if a person doesn't know Arabic as a language, that should not discourage him from reading the Quran with understanding. Because today, alhamdulillah, there are various translations of the Holy Quran available in almost all the major languages of the world. And according to Maulana Abdul Majid Daryabadi, he rightly said that the Holy Quran is the most untranslatable book in the world. Because the language of the Holy Quran is so divine, it's noble, it's pure, it's miraculous, it's unsurpassable, it's intelligible, which makes it the most difficult book in the world. In fact, an impossible book to be translated into any other language.